D'Angelo Williams on the left side of Roethlisberger, who's in the shotgun. From the 21-yard line of Pittsburgh. On second down, Big Ben back to pass. He's going to go long and deep down the far right sideline. Bryant's there. What a catch! He's got it at the 20, at the 15, and the fight for the ball. LeBron's come up with it! As Kaywan Williams got in and stole the ball away from Martavis Bryant inside the 15-yard line.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to go to the Ohio Business Machines hotline, and he's going to get grilled. P3, the original protein. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. And Jim, I feel like I keep asking you this every single week as we start off, but where are you at right now after the fourth consecutive loss by two touchdowns or more for the Cleveland Browns?
I got to tell you, Nathan, that was a tough one to watch yesterday. I'm sure it was a tough one to listen to or to watch or to drive over there and be a part of it because it just imploded on the Browns, and a lot of it was self-detonated with all those penalties and mistakes. You just watch the Steelers, and, you know, I have to be honest with you, there were times that it just looked like they were toying with the Browns. I mean, that Ben Roethlisberger got in there with a midfoot sprain and, just played catch, it seemed, through much of that ball game yesterday. When the Browns could get something, you know, offensively going, and that one series where Manziel does, looks like he scores, and then it gets reversed, and then they just go backwards. I mean, that just became the ultimate, you know, feeling of despair, I think. And I think that's where I think I am right now, that it's a little bit desperate right now at 2-8.
If you are Jimmy Haslam, you are Jim Donovan. If you are Jim Haslam, are you making any changes in the bye week?
Well, he said he wasn't going to do it, and I respect that. And I don't know what you would do at this point in time. I mean, you could fire people. I mean, that would be changes that you would make. I don't know. You have to have other people ready to go in and really feel confident that they could at least, you know, settle something down. But I kind of agree with what he said yesterday when he was walking out and apparently said to the reporters who, you know, asked him the question, No changes right now. So, I mean, I'm always for, you know, just trying to get yourself out of the situation. And I don't know that anybody right now elsewhere or underneath, you know, Mike Pettine or underneath Ray Farmer, you know, could go in and change anything at this point in time. I think that you just, you know, you go with what you got right now and you try and use this time that you have before that Monday night game against Baltimore and try and rectify something. Try and come out of this thing and improve in some area, you know, before you play the Ravens in a nationally televised game.
And, Jim, is it safe to say, and Nathan makes this point, and I agree with it and just want your perspective on it, that our problems going into this football season, we thought were going to be centered around the quarterback position, but the quarterback position, even with Johnny Manziel, is not the culprit for why we're ultimately losing football games. It's kind of almost everything else, is it not?
Yeah, that's an excellent way to look at it, and a very accurate way to look at it. I mean, we felt that they were going to be a really stubborn, tough defensive football team, and they have not been that, not close to that. We thought that they were going to be a team that was going to have to really control things in the running game, and that's not there at all. And that the offensive line would be a real strength of it, and now that's in a great deal of flux, you know, with Cam Irving going in yesterday and having to play. But even before that, I don't think that they were totally dominating anybody up front. Josh McCown played very, very well when he was in there, statistically and leadership-wise. And the thing with Manziel has been that he's really improved. I mean, you can visually see week to week now, because you're getting a week-to-week view of it from Cincinnati to this game. But even the Tennessee game, when he hadn't played in a lot during the preseason, and because he had the bad elbow, I mean, he went out, he won that game, and he played well. And then he was better against Cincinnati, and he was very, very good yesterday in a tough place to play, where I've seen a lot of Browns quarterbacks, you know, play a lot worse. I think the quarterback position has been shockingly good.
It has. Talking with Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Did you see, to me, I went through earlier on the show, the first four starts for Bortles, Bridgewater, Carr, and actually Johnny's got a better touchdown interception ratio than any of them. He got to a 300-yard game as quickly as any of them. And, you know, it's just about playing. Do you feel like you've seen enough progress from Johnny? And I thought it was stark from Cincinnati this week that, in your mind, there's no question he should start the rest of the way so you can continue to see him develop as you head into 2016.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely do. And I was probably on that bus a lot earlier, but for different reasons, okay? But yes, definitely. I think, just like I said to you about, you know, the change factor now at the bye week, if I was the owner, I mean, my theory is, let's improve on something. Let's come out of this, you know, if we're going to dip down, if we're going to be 2-8, and if we're only going to get a few more wins, or, you know, whatever we're going to end up, if it's going to be low in that win column, let's come out of it saying that we accomplished something. And that might be the bright spot, or at least the spot that we can come out of it and say, we definitely have seen some things now, you know, at the quarterback position with Johnny Manziel, that we have a much better understanding of what he's all about and what we're all about, or where we need to get to be able to play with him. Because I do believe, guys, that if you play with him, I think you have to have kind of a meeting in the middle on this thing, and I think you have to give him a little bit more of an offense that he is going to flourish in. Right now, I think he's playing inside their offense, and he's got that thing in his head where they want him to stay in the pocket, and I get it, and I think he did it better yesterday. But there is a part of him that you gotta loosen the leash on him and let him do some things that make him, you know, what he really is. So I think that, you know, there's got to be some give and take there. So I think the whole thing would be to play him, to let him improve, and hopefully at the rate that he's doing it, we're going to see something. And second of all, I think they're going to have to improve and kind of, you know, coexist with him and go out there and try and give him something that really fits his talent skills.
Daryl Ryder just tweeting from the locker room, where it's open locker room right now with Joe Thomas. Joe Thomas saying, quote, Johnny Manziel has shown tremendous strides, command of the offense. If Penton went with him the rest of the way, it would be okay within the locker room. Go ahead, Matt.
No, Jim, and I was just going to, and along those same lines, you know, getting in and understanding what the vibe is in the locker room. Jim, my question for you is 2-8. A significantly unideal situation for the Cleveland Browns. What is your message, if you're Mike Pettine, to motivate this football team and on a primetime stage to showcase the young talent, to showcase Johnny Manziel? What is your message to motivate these guys in the locker room at 2-8, who in some cases might feel like they're playing for nothing?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go a little historical on you here, Matt.
That's fine.
Mike Pettine might have a tough time in expressing this because he's just here for, you know, a year ago and now this season. But my message to them would be this. Sitting there yesterday and calling that game at Heinz Field was a little bit sad, and I'll tell you why. Because back in 1995, when the team was taken from us and moved to Baltimore, there was an awful lot of hard work by these fans and by politicians in some cases, but mostly by the fans of the Cleveland Browns, who put together the most amazing grassroots campaign that brought the NFL to its knees, brought them at a point in time where they really didn't want to have to expand again after they had given Jacksonville and Carolina franchises, and they didn't want to add to the team total, but they realized that Cleveland had been wrong for all the wrong reasons, too. I mean, they were passionate. They followed the team. They didn't deserve to lose the team. The most amazing grassroots campaign was put together to get the NFL to quickly give them a 3-year time period to bring that team back. And all they wanted back was their team. And what they really wanted back was the NFL in Cleveland, in with the Browns, and the colors and all of that was great. But Mike Pettine's message could be to those players, that effort yesterday and the lack of attention to detail and the representation of the Cleveland Browns in Pittsburgh against a real rivalry, historic rivalry in the Steelers-Browns thing, did not match the hard work that the fans have put in and the patience that the fans have put in waiting for this thing to click. It just doesn't match it right now. This fan base worked in historic proportions to bring this team back, and it is not being matched with effort, skill, coaching, attention to detail, pride, loyalty, and the ultimate thing, winning, That's not adding up in the equation of what we all put in to get them to come back here.
Very well said there, Jim. It certainly is not. Let me ask you this about the defense, which was supposed to be the backbone of this team. We've seen them be beaten by the run. Actually did a good job yesterday against D'Angelo Williams. But from your vantage point up above the field, I'm sure you saw it, and I did a hit from the sideline where I saw it on the field. The Browns, single high safety, a lot, no safety help, guys outside on an island, and Ben Roethlisberger 11 times threw the football, more than 20 yards in the air on go routes, and picked up between completions and pass interference penalties over 300 yards. What were you thinking or what was your thought on maybe the defense in this game and what they tried to do to Ben Roethlisberger?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, he saw it, you saw it, we all saw it, but definitely he saw it, and his receivers saw it. I mean, he didn't even really waste too much time in taking the snap. He wanted the ball so quickly to attack it. It's great to think that you want to play that way, but if you can't play that way, then really what's being accomplished? And I don't think right now, with the condition and of their, you know, the health-wise of their secondary, with the guys who aren't in there, and with the guys who they've had to put in there, and then with the guys who obviously they can't put in there because they're not confident, you know, of them being able to handle anything, then I don't know if you can really play that way. Now, I realize Mike Pettine, you know, he's all about that, and I'm sure, you know, his coaching staff is all about that. When Mike, you know, had his secondaries and his good ones with the Jets and up in Buffalo, that's sure the way he wanted to play, and certainly in Baltimore when he was with the Ravens. But, you know, Nathan, there comes a point in time where – you know, you can't be foolish about it either. If you can't play that way, then you shouldn't play that way. And I think that was a major problem for them yesterday. And that was tough. I mean, you know, they just had a very, very difficult time out there defending a good group, certainly a great receiver and a good group of other receivers against a very green secondary.
What did you think of Justin Gilbert being a healthy and active yesterday while you were watching Johnson Batamosi, Charles Gaines, etc., play cornerback against Antonio Brown, Martavis Bryant one-on-one?
Well, I was excited for Gaines to get in there, but you're right. I mean, when you take a step back and take a look at it and just say, you know, the eighth overall pick in the draft is not out there. He should be out there. I mean, if he's the eighth overall pick, I'm absolutely stymied by it. I mean, I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if, I mean, you know, he wasn't even dressed for the game. As you said, he was a healthy scratch. And I just don't know what his function is on the team right now. I mean, I don't know if he even was dressed for the game, would he have returned kickoffs? Because he had become very tentative at doing that the last couple of weeks. I mean, I am really stymied by that. I mean, it seems as though it's almost to the point of surrender. I mean, you know, you wonder. I mean, you know, I know that when we talk with the coordinators on Thursday that there's always questions peppered in there to Jim O'Neill about what's going on with Justin Gilbert, and everyone keeps saying, you know, and him in particular, and I know that's a tough situation for him being up there every Thursday because he's got to face the music about this guy, but the fact of the matter is people want to know where is he and will he ever be out there, and I think that's very, very much in doubt right now.
It certainly is. All right, Jim, over the bye week, what do you hope that the Browns can accomplish when they return to action and go ahead and get ready for Monday Night Football against the Ravens?
Well, I think something defensively, you know, has to happen, you know, where I'm not saying that, you know, you scrap the whole thing, but, I mean, something has to be done to, you know, in listening to Paul Kruger in the locker room yesterday, I mean, he just seems to feel that it's all scattered and they don't know what they're doing. Maybe they're trying to do too much and they need to focus in on the things that they do well. But I think when questioned about that, he couldn't really even specify what they do well right now. So there has to be something done defensively because let's face it. I mean, you know, they're starting to get blown out in these games and they're not coming up with stops. So I think that's number one. Something dramatically has to be done defensively where they really have to simplify things or take charge of something and come up with some definition of what it's going to take to play good defense and very proud defense over the course of the remainder of the regular season. And then I think, you know, I really think that you really expand a little bit with Johnny Manziel and really get excited about what you can do with him and be excited about him playing, you know. You know, don't you know, just be excited. I mean, he's your pick, and let's see what you got. And I think that there's something there. You know, he's exciting. He's a lot of fun. He's gutsy, and I'll give him that. I mean, he took a wicked hit yesterday on that face mask, and he got right back in there, and he played very, very well. He played better as the game went along. I think he was playing better as the game went along yesterday, and that's a good sign. So I would build on that, but I think that really something dramatically has to happen defensively to reach these players and get them to feel better about themselves and to start playing much better defense than what we've seen over the first 10 games.
No question about it. Jim Donovan, thank you so much for your time. The voice of the Browns on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
See you guys.
Thanks, Jim. All right, we'll be back. More of your reaction, 216-578-0850. It's Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford.